After the sudden resignation of New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman following allegations of abuse by four women contained in a New Yorker magazine article, WXXI's Beth Adams spoke Tuesday morning with our Albany correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Karen, you've been covering Albany for decades, much longer than Eric Schneiderman's 8 years in office. Did you have any inkling these allegations were about to surface?
No, I really did not. And I've actually known him since he was a state senator about 20 years ago. He was a Senate Democrat in the minority, always known for a good quote. People really liked him. No one had any idea that there might, if the allegations are true, that there is violence. And it's just been very, very shocking to people. I have to tell you, Beth, this is probably the worst revelations and scandal I've seen, worse than Elliot Spitzer, worse than the former, I can recount so many of them, worse than the former legislative leaders accused and convicted of corruption, worse than Governor Cuomo's former closest aide, Joe Prococo, who was convicted of bribery. It's happened overnight, and I haven't been back to the Capitol yet, but I can tell you this has just rocked the Capitol.
Why do you say worse than all these others that went before it? Let's talk a little bit about what these women are alleging. Two of them went on the record with The New Yorker.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I think it's because it's just the physical violence involved. Their allegations are that he drank very heavily, and when they had sex, he slapped them so hard that they had to seek medical attention. One woman claims that he choked her at one point and said that if she ever left him, he would kill her. I mean, these are really, you know, the symptoms of a very serious domestic violence, kind of situation. And that, I think, is what is so shocking to people, because Eric Schneiderman's really been known as a champion of women's rights all through his career.
That's right. He filed a lawsuit against disgraced film mogul Harvey Weinstein, who obviously has a very high-profile sexual misconduct case against
him. Lately, he's been sticking up on Twitter for women who are coming forward with their allegations of sexual assault, saying, good for you, and I'll defend you. I mean, this is a guy, he started his career escorting women to Planned Parenthood to protect them from protesters. So there's never been any question of his support for women, which is why it just, if these allegations are true, it seems so hypocritical.
One of the women who talked to The New Yorker, and she did allow her name to be used, so we will use her name. The Associated Press did as well. She is Michelle Banning Barris. She said she started to see signs of controlling and abusive behavior just a few weeks into her relationship with Eric Schneiderman. She claims, she uses one example, that she was walking across the street and he pulled her back jarringly. And he said, jaywalking is against the law and I am the law.
Yeah, he really seemed like he really tried to use his power in a way that, you know, honestly, you know, those of us that had a professional relationship with him, covered him as a reporter, I've interviewed him one-on-one, you just never saw that kind of behavior. But I think it just shows it's really upsetting and all too common that women can kind of go down a rabbit hole in a relationship and little by little be controlled until they're in a very, very bad situation, according to, you know, what these women are alleging.
What is Eric Schneiderman saying in response to these allegations?
He's saying he strongly contests them. At first, he said it was consensual role play. That's what he said in the first few minutes after the New Yorker article was released at about 6:45 last night. But a couple of hours later, he was saying, I contest these allegations, but it's going to interfere with my work and it's professional. And so that's why I need to resign. He could face criminal charges over this, Beth. Governor Cuomo has asked that the relevant DA pursue these allegations from these women. It's a little complicated right now because Schneiderman lives in Manhattan. He's actually suing the Manhattan DA, Cy Vance, saying that Cy Vance didn't go after Harvey Weinstein strongly enough. So there's a conflict there. So I'm not sure who the prosecutor would be, but I think there probably will be criminal charges filed, and that's probably going to be the next thing he's going to be doing with his life.
Well, I want to talk to you about the possible political repercussions of this for people other than Schneiderman. But first, walk us through what happens now with the Office of Attorney General and what the timeline is for any succession.
Okay, well, there's a statewide election for Attorney General in November. The seat at the end of today will now be officially vacant. The acting AG for now will be a woman, Barbara Underwood, a career lawyer who was, I think, Solicitor General. The legislature gets to pick the next Attorney General. Numerically, the Assembly Democrats have the highest number of members, so Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie gets to pick who is going to be next and at least fill out for the rest of the term until January, and possibly that person could face election if they want to actually run for the seat. You might remember the current state controller, Tom DiNapoli, was chosen in this way. He was an assemblyman, and that's because his predecessor, Alan Hevesy, had to resign over a corruption scandal. And actually, DiNapoli's done quite well in that position. It was controversial at first, but he was elected, and then he's been reelected twice, and now he's so far sailing to a third reelection to a third term.
Well, Karen, this is a big election year. Governor Cuomo, of course, is seeking a third term. A lot of other state lawmakers are up for reelection. Could this scandal in any way come back to haunt Cuomo or other Democrats?
You know, that is a really good question. Certainly, it gives the Republicans fodder to use and say, you know, don't believe the Democrats. Look, they're hypocrites. They might say they're for this or that, but, you know, look what they do behind the scenes. Honestly, though, I have to say, I think it helps Governor Cuomo a little because the focus has been on the corruption in his administration. And there's another big trial coming up next month with some of his former associates that, you know, even though the governor himself has not been accused, was certainly going to make his administration look bad. And this is kind of taking the pressure off of Governor Cuomo right now, because certainly Governor Cuomo isn't involved in anything remotely like this.